Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, the 21st of March, recording at 8:47 p.m. and that's Greenwich Mean Time. Well, it's a soft day in stock markets, and there's plenty of news about Cyprus. That's a small economic problem on the scale of things, but it is another inconvenient reminder that all is not well within the European region. And there's plenty of uncertainty about whether we'll see a bigger bailout or whether some of the bank depositors will get a haircut. And the uncertainty is also a distraction, which is not helping stock market sentiment. But you know, I think probably the main factor here overall weighing on markets is a bit of gravity. And this is causing stock markets to take a breather following their very strong gains since at least mid-November. I am encouraged by the fact that so far the action really looks like an overall reaction and consolidation typical of what we tend to see in ongoing bull markets. But of course, this reaction and consolidation, or worse, is not over yet. And we can expect more of the same, I think, overall. Some markets have fallen a lot more than others because of general concerns. Interestingly, the damage in Europe is not excessive by any means, relative to some previous pullbacks. And some markets have been virtually impervious to the setback, and that includes Asia's star performer, Japan, and a few others. And also Wall Street, importantly, although it took a bit of a hit today. So let's just have a quick look here at how the various regions performed. First, in terms of the Asia Pacific region, Japan, very much the standout in terms of relative strength. Nikkei was up 1.34%. The JASDAQ was up 2.9%, topics over 1%, just over 117%, and 1.17, I should say. China, also a little firmer in here today. Vietnam was higher, testing its February high. So Asia's three recovery candidates that I've talked about in so many of these audios remain in pretty good form overall. China has been the softest of those, but it had that big upward dynamic yesterday and a little bit of follow through here today. Japan has done best overall, but it might be tested or might give up a little bit of ground tomorrow, because I can see the yen is a little firmer in here today, and it's dropped down to 94.89 against the generally steady U.S. dollar overall. And we also had the Philippines up slightly, breaking what had been a pullback in that market. And looking at the European markets, they appear to be all on the downside here today. But we're talking about, well, let's see, one biggish decline, the French CAC index down 1.43%, but most of the declines are below 1% overall. Now, the S&P has fallen back to 1545 and change. That's down 0.83%. NASDAQ down a little bit more. Dow down a little bit less. And against that background, as you might expect, government bond prices, long-dated government bond prices, have pushed a little higher, but no big action in that sector, so the yields will have drifted a little lower, of course. And industrial metal prices, they're still soft, partly due to a bit of concern over China. And when we get stock markets losing upside momentum, people start downgrading their growth expectations on occasion, and that there's a little bit of that taking place. So soft industrial metals, although I notice that nickel and zinc are a little bit firmer in here today. Now, among precious metals, gold and silver were the steadier performers here today, albeit they're still near the lower side of their broad trading ranges. Soybeans had a sharpish rally from the lower side of its narrow range, but it's really between the $14 and $15 area that this has been trading for a number of months. And currencies, well, the euro is soft, down to 129, just below 129 against the US dollar. It's probably a bit of a short position building up there. I mentioned the yen. The yen had firmed somewhat. So what do we make of it all? Well, we're still, in terms of stock markets, we are still in an overall corrective phase, but we don't see much in the way of a rout. But of course, it's not over yet, and sometimes we get some of the sharper setbacks towards the latter stages of these corrections overall. I'm hopeful that we will see stock markets firmer in later on this year, but I think we may see a little bit more softness over the next few weeks and possibly months. And on that note, all the very best to all of you.